From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, March 9th, and happy 59th birthday to linebacker Brian Bosworth.
Stanford first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. John Bays, right back to pass. Over the middle, it is intercepted. It is tipped by Murphy and intercepted by Oklahoma's Brian Bosworth, I believe, the linebacker.
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Pay raises for teachers and state workers sail through the Georgia House. Cherokee Schools announced Media Specialist of the Year. Woodstock looks to address affordable housing. We'll have all these stories and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle. And at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. The Georgia House of Representatives has approved the fiscal 2025 state budget, coming in at $36.1 billion. This budget includes substantial pay raises for teachers and other state employees, made possible by a significant surplus. The new budget, set to come into effect on July 1st, represents an increase of 11% compared to the previous year. A 4% pay raise is slated for the majority of state employees, with additional target raises planned for agencies experiencing higher turnover. Public school teachers can expect a $2,500 raise. Furthermore, the budget has provisions for funding in education and healthcare sectors, addressing areas such as enrollment growth, school bus requirements, campus safety, and increases in Medicaid reimbursement. Following this approval, the budget will now proceed to the Georgia Senate. Cherokee County School District honored Jennifer Cogdill, a media specialist at Woodstock High School, as the Library Media Specialist of the Year. Cogdill was chosen from a pool of nominees for her exceptional contributions to education. She was presented with an award and received a $500 Visa gift card, plaque, and banner sponsored by Credit Union of Georgia. Cogdill's leadership, collaboration with teachers, and innovative programs have elevated teaching and learning at Woodstock High School. She advances to the regional competition and has previously been recognized for her achievements, including being named Woodstock Zone Media Specialist of the Year. Cogdill's dedication to education extends beyond her role as a media specialist, as she also serves as the school's instructional leadership team and sponsored student organizations. Woodstock's Mayor Michael Caldwell is actively addressing the pressing issue of housing affordability as a member of the Atlanta Regional Commission's Local Leadership Housing Action Committee. The city has formulated a plan to conduct a thorough residential density audit alongside a review of its accessory dwelling unit ordinance. The residential density audit is aimed at gaining an in-depth understanding of the potential for current and future developments. On the other hand, the ADU review is designed to strike a balance between the growing demand for ADUs and the preservation of neighborhood character. In order to fund these initiatives, Woodstock is pursuing grant funding. This comes in light of the Atlanta Regional Commission reporting that housing prices are increasing at a rate that outpaces wages in metro Atlanta, leading to a shortage of affordable housing units. The next committee is set to begin on March 14th, and interested individuals can visit atlantaregional.org. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss. Cherokee County authorities have engaged the services of Pond & Company to formulate the Safe Streets and Roads for All action plan. This initiative is aimed at bolstering road safety measures and decreasing the number of severe injuries and fatalities on the road. The Board of Commissioners unanimously approved a design service agreement, which cost around $562,000. The plan's funding includes a substantial federal grant of $450,000, which will be used to analyze traffic data and crash reports. The finding from these analyses will help shape the improvements and policy recommendations for the countywide transportation system. The remaining amount is expected to be equally shared between the county and participating cities. The county will cover 67% of this cost through funds obtained from the special purpose local option sales tax. The study is projected to be completed within approximately 12 months. Cherokee High School senior Sidney Watson has earned an appointment to the United States Air Force Academy and received the prestigious J-100 AFJROTC Character and Leadership Scholarship. The scholarship provides full tuition, housing allowance, and other benefits to 100 cadets. Sidney expressed gratitude for the support from her community and the JROTC program. She also excels academically, ranking second in her class and achieving notable scores on standardized tests. Sidney is also involved in various extracurricular activities and holds leadership positions. Her achievements are even more remarkable given her mother's battle with cancer when Sidney was young, underscoring their shared journey and appreciation for life's moments.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Do you have questions about nutrition and food? You can reach out to me through the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the Wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian, and dietitian has two T's, and find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath, dietitian.
Next Step Ministries, a Cherokee County nonprofit serving individuals with disabilities, withdrew its request to construct a second building after months of deliberation by commissioners. The organization sought to build a 10,920-square-foot facility next to its existing one, but faced opposition from some residents concerned about the size and impact on the rural area. Next Step cited concerns over renovation costs and ethical considerations regarding their existing building's appearance. This withdrawal marks the second time the nonprofit has withdrawn its expansion plans. Despite setbacks, the Next Step remains committed to serving the community and exploring other avenues for expansion. Ashley Merchant, the defense attorney for co-defendant Michael Roman in Fulton County election interference case against ex-President Donald Trump, recently testified before a state Senate committee. Merchant's allegations revolve around Willis's failure to disclose her romantic relationship with lead prosecutor Nathan Wade, who was appointed for this case. She accused Willis of financial gain from both the contract with Wade and their personal relationship. Furthermore, Merchant questioned the oversight of Willis' utilization of public funds provided by the county commission. She also criticized Wade's billing procedures and restated prior allegations about his qualifications and the timeline of his relationship with Willis. Willis, in response, defended herself by stating she and Wade shared trip expenses, thereby denying any conflict of interest. Senate Minority Whip Harold Jones challenged Merchant's claims, emphasizing Wade's efficiency in securing indictments and guilty pleas. The committee is now awaiting a ruling from Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee regarding the disqualification motion. We'll have closing comments after this. Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits, such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today. Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcasts for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com, giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.